Hello, this is AJ, and welcome to our lesson this month. The topic is persistence. One of my favorite topics, one of my favorite values, perhaps our most important value in our program. And we have a list of values for our program, and in many ways, I think of persistence as the core, the heart of it all. And the reason it's so powerful is that it's a strategy anyone can use. It's a strategy that every single successful person in anything uses and has used. What is the meaning? What does this word persistence mean? It's very, very simple. It just means don't quit. Keep going. Continue. That is the core of it. It's not complicated. It's not sophisticated. It's just kind of a raw determination to not be defeated, to keep going and going and going. Just keep going. Let me give you the simplest and the most powerful example I have from my own life. I have many examples of this from my own life, but this one's very clear because it's a physical example. So I'll go back. I talk about sometimes that I have run in some marathons in the past, which is a very long running race. So it's a good metaphor, marathons, because it's a challenging, tough race. It's very long. It's 26 miles. I don't remember what that is in kilos, 50 kilometers or something. And it's quite tough. Well, the first one I did, you know, I trained for it, of course. But the memory I have of that race, it was the Atlanta Marathon. And it was kind of chilly. It was in November. And I kind of remember the beginning of the race, the first half, but not so clearly. What is stuck in my brain, the strong memory I have of that race, the last 6 miles. So it's 26 miles total, but the last six, that's the memory I have in my mind. It sticks in my mind, a very clear picture, a very strong emotional memory. Why is that? Because it was right around 20 miles that I really struggled. The first 20 miles was really not so bad, right? I mean, I was running along, I had a nice pace. You know, I'm excited by the race. There's other runners there. It's my first marathon. But, you know, of course, little by little, I'm getting more and more tired. And a lot of marathon runners will talk about this hitting the wall, they call it, hitting the wall, right? So it's this idea that you're going along everything and suddenly, you hit the wall. What are they talking about? Well, runners, when they say you're hitting the wall, it means suddenly your body starts having a lot of trouble. Suddenly, you're really tired. Your muscles become really painful and tired. Your energy drops, right? Because you've used up all the sugar in your muscles. So you feel this big drop in energy in your muscles. And that happened to me. So it's around 20 miles. So I'm going and suddenly, for me, it was my legs, like all around my knees, the tops of my legs, my knees, they were just killing me, so painful and became really stiff. Like it felt hard to bend my legs. And so those last 6 miles felt just as long as the previous 20, right? And what started happening is I'm running and suddenly, you know, my neck was hurting too, my shoulders, but especially my knees, and I started running slower. And this is the point in the race where you want to quit, because suddenly it's not this fun adventure anymore. Now it's painful. You're exhausted and you feel a whole lot of pain. And so my legs had a lot of pain. My energy was gone. It was hard to focus my mind because my mind wasn't really very clear. So at that moment, what could I do? I wanted to finish that race, right? No complicated running techniques would help me. There's only one thing that got me through, and that's persistence. It's just this one single thought I kept saying to myself again and again. Just keep going. Just keep going. just keep going. Don't stop. Keep going. You know, I'm almost like a crazy man. I was kind of talking to myself, saying this to myself, not very loudly, but I started saying it in my mind first. And then after a few miles, I was actually saying it out loud to myself a little bit. Just keep going. Just keep going. Don't quit. Don't quit. Just keep going. And I stopped thinking about the finish line. I stopped thinking about everything. I didn't have goals. I didn't have strategies. I didn't have techniques. There was nothing. It was just persistence. I will not quit. Right? I didn't worry about my time anymore. I didn't worry about anything else. And that's the reason, and I did finish, and I actually did achieve my goal. I finished the race in under 4 hours, which was my goal. So the powerful thing about this is that persistence is kind of like your last most powerful value or quality. It's like the last possible thing you can rely on. When everything else fails, when you can't do anything else, right? You're too tired to do any new strategies. You can't figure out a new solution. Nothing's working. Your luck is terrible. Everything is going wrong. You can't even do any little micro goals because you're so exhausted, or you have so much doubt or worry, or you're so stressed or distracted. Everything is falling apart. You have this like one anchor. This one thing, persistence, can get you through those hardest, toughest, most difficult, painful times. You go back to this kind of little center of strength, and it's just that one thought, I will not quit. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. You can chant it like a mantra, okay? Keep going, keep going, just keep going, just keep going. Just keep going. I mean, it's almost like a crazy person. If things are really, really tough, that's the thing. You know, you're climbing a mountain. Like, let's say you're trying to climb Mount Everest or some huge mountain. And then you're exhausted, you're tired, nothing else is working. So what do you just keep taking the next step? Just keep going. That's the power of persistence. It's just raw determination. And you can train it. You can develop it within yourself. That's why it's powerful. It's not something you just get magically from heaven. It's something you develop. In fact, that marathon really helped me develop my persistence. Because since that marathon, I have been a much more persistent person. I constantly use that marathon as a metaphor in my life. Anytime I'm facing something and nothing's working and I can't think of an answer, I'll remember the marathon, and I'll use that as a metaphor, and I'll think, okay, this is like the marathon. I'm just going to keep going. Maybe I'm going to keep failing. I don't care. I'm not going to stop. I'll keep going. Quite obviously, mastering spoken English is a marathon. It's a long, long race. If you really want to master it, then it's a lifelong race. So it's years and years and years and years and years. So what you do in 1 week or 1 month is not so important. What is super important for your English, obviously, is don't quit. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Yes, some weeks will be very difficult. Some months will be very tough. There will be months, maybe there'll be periods of 3 months or 6 months, where you might feel very frustrated, bored, nothing's working, you don't seem to be improving. We call this a plateau, right? A plateau is a flat area, so it's kind of on top of a mountain. So when you're going up, 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 you're improving, you feel great, of course. But sometimes it's natural in learning anything, you hit a plateau where you kind of stop improving. You don't get worse, but you don't get better. And those plateaus, they might be a week long or a month long. Could even be like a whole year long. A lot of people will quit during the plateau. They get frustrated and they quit. And they drop out of the race. So they never finish. But persistent people will keep going, keep going, keep going. Even if they have to just keep fighting and talking to themselves. Keep going, keep going, keep going. And eventually, I promise you, always, the plateau ends and you start going up again. It's almost like it's some kind of spiritual or psychological test that we all must pass in our lives. This is true not just in English learning, not just in running marathons, but in most areas of life. We'll be tested. And eventually we'll be tested to the point where Only persistence will get us through. Successful people are persistent. They keep going when they're tired, when they're bored, when they're frustrated. They keep going through the plateaus. And people who don't keep going, people who don't have that persistence, they're the ones who fail. And I've seen this in my own life on both sides. Things I've succeeded at very well. Persistence was probably the thing that kept me going the most. You know, I've learned all kinds of interesting techniques and methods that I teach you every month. They're all helpful. They're all powerful. But persistence is kind of the thing that's underneath them all. Because if you quit, none of the other stuff is useful. None of the other stuff will help you. If you quit, you're done. So just keep going. That raw power has helped a lot of people. A lot of people maybe who had less intelligence than you, who had less opportunity than you, but they had one thing. They did not quit. They kept going and going and going and going and going and going, and those guys succeed eventually. Finally, I want to point out that you have to choose your battles with persistence, because it's not actually healthy or wise to be persistent in everything you do. Sometimes quitting is good, right? Sometimes there's an attitude in our cultures, a lot of cultures, that this idea that, you know, quitters never win and you can never quit anything. Well, that's just stupid, right? Because some things should be quit. I've quit a lot of things in my life and I'm very happy that I quit them. I've had past jobs in my life that I didn't like, that weren't good for me, that I wasn't happy at. Well, I'm glad I wasn't persistent and didn't continue in those jobs year after year after year. I'm glad I quit. So what you need are priorities, obviously. In your life, you have to choose what are the most important things. If you're in this program, English must be very important to you, to your life somehow. And so English is an area where you want to develop persistence. Not quit. Keep going and going and going. Just like you're in that long race. Even when you're in pain and it's tough, you keep going. With your family, with certain relationships, if you have a business, I don't know, with your health, there are certain areas in my life where, yes, I'm going to be persistent. I will never quit. I'll keep going and going and going as long as I'm alive. And there are other areas in my life which are less important where I'm maybe just trying something new, or I just don't care about it as much. I'll give you an example of that. I had this idea that I wanted to learn how to play the bass guitar. And I would kind of play and practice and study it for a few months at a time. And sometimes I seemed very motivated. But then always when I would hit a plateau, I would reach a point where I would kind of lose all of that. And I just wouldn't be persistent. I would just put it away and kind of quit. And then sometimes I'd come back to it, but then that same pattern happened again and again. And eventually I just realized that while I love the idea and the image of being a musician and playing well, that the actual practice of it was not enjoyable to me. I just really didn't enjoy practicing it. I enjoy practicing teaching, for example. I enjoy practicing public speaking. I enjoy lots of other, I start playing golf. I really like just practicing it. I can just swing the club and hit the ball 200 times, not even playing the game. I like it. It feels good. It's just enjoyable to me. But the process of playing the bass for me, the bass guitar, just in the end was not enjoyable. And so eventually I decided not to be persistent. I choose my battles. The things that are important to me, I'm like a bulldog, just I'll be persistent and never give up. Other things I'm quite relaxed about. And I encourage you to be the same, because people who are too tight and persistent about everything, they have no relaxation or fun in their life, right? They've got to be high achievers in everything they do. I mean, that's not very fun. Sometimes you want to relax and play. You want to just try some things and maybe you just enjoy them for a little while and then you don't do them anymore. It's okay. So here's what I want you to do this month. Number one, choose something in your life that's very important. It might be English, it might be a relationship, it might be your health, I don't know, but choose something that is clearly important to you for your life. Something you know that, yes, I must be persistent in this area. Number two, Choose something that's tough for you right now. Don't choose something that's really easy for you at the moment, that's going well and you're improving quickly. You don't need persistence for that. That's automatic. So choose something that's important, and also choose something that you're struggling with, that you're tough, having a tough time with. And then I want you this month to stop worrying about finding solutions for that. Stop worrying about trying to make changes in that area. Stop worrying about even having any kind of goal at all for that tough thing. And I want you instead, just this month, you'll change this later, but just this month, I want you to focus only on being persistent in this area. In other words, you're just going to say one thing to yourself again and again. Just keep going. Just keep going. Do not quit. Just keep going. Continue. 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 I will keep going. Just keep going. You're going to say that to yourself again and again and again every day, thinking about this tough topic, this tough goal, this tough thing you're working on. That's it. Just keep going and going and going and going. Persistence is powerful. It's hard for me to explain how powerful this is, but when I look at the big successes in my life, I see that that is like a core central thing every time. That every big success I had, there were many opportunities to quit. There were many times I wanted to quit, and I didn't. And because I didn't, I got through the tough times, and then I started to improve again, and things got better and better and better, and I achieved a really big success. This happened in my business. This has happened in other areas of my life. It happened with the marathon. And it will happen with you too. So this month, choose your tough topic. Focus only on persistence, nothing else, just this month. And then go to our social site. Share your stories of persistence. They're inspiring. Share it with other members and read what other members are saying about their own stories of persistence. So that this way, together, we make ourselves stronger and stronger together as a community. All right, I will see you next time. Be strong, be persistent, just keep going.